Message number 289. God the Father, accept this last chance or face a terrible chastisement. Wednesday, December 28, 2011 at 15:15. My daughter, you now have a duty to inform my children everywhere of the urgent need to seek redemption. Because of my great mercy, I now send my Son to offer humanity a last chance to turn back to me, their Heavenly Father. I can reveal that the great mercy to be shown to all of my children will take place only the once. They, my children, must accept this last chance of salvation or accept that a terrible chastisement will fall upon the world. Every single soul on earth will shortly witness the signs of the illumination of conscience. Each of them will be brought to their knees in shame when they see, probably for the first time, how painful their sins appear in my eyes. For those with a kind and humble heart, they will accept this great mercy with gratitude and relief. For others, they will find this a very difficult trial, and many will reject my hand of love and friendship. Pray for these souls urgently, my daughter, for without prayers they cannot be given a second chance. The world will finally accept the power of their Heavenly Father when the miracle in the skies will be witnessed by everyone everywhere. The birth of the new world is almost upon you. Grasp my mercy now while you can. Do not leave it until the last minute. Join as one in union with me to embrace the new era of peace which awaits all those gracious souls who love me. My mercy is so great, however, that the prayer that my Son has given to the world through you, my daughter, for immunity for these souls, see below extract from Crusade of Prayer number 13, will be so powerful that souls who are still in darkness can and will be saved. O Heavenly Father, through the love of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, whose passion on the cross saved us from sin, please save all those who still reject his hand of mercy. Flood their souls, dear Father, with your token of love. I plead with you, Heavenly Father, hear my prayer and save these souls from eternal damnation. Through your mercy, allow them to be the first to enter the new era of peace on earth. Amen. Remember, children, the power of prayer and how it can mitigate the chastisement. Pray, pray, pray that the world can and will be saved, and that the great tribulation can be averted. Your Heavenly Father, God the Most High.